BOOK I. CHAPTER 9. Aristobulus is taken off by Pompey's friends, as is his son Alexander by Scipio. Antipater cultivates a friendship with Caesar, after Pompey's death. He also performs great actions in that war, wherein he assisted Mithridates. 1. Now, upon the flight of Pompey and of the Senate beyond the Ionian Sea, Caesar got Rome and the empire under his power, and released Aristobulus from his bonds. He also committed 2 legions to him, and sent him in haste into Syria, as hoping that by his means he should easily conquer that country, and the parts adjoining to Judea. But envy prevented any effect of Aristobulus's alacrity, and the hopes of Caesar, for he was taken off by poison given him by those of Pompey's party, and, for a long while, he had not so much as a burial vouchsafed him in his own country. But his dead body lay above ground, preserved in honey, until it was sent to the Jews by Antony, in order to be buried in the royal sepulchres. 2. His son Alexander also was beheaded by Scipio at Antioch, and that by the command of Pompey, and upon an accusation laid against him before his tribunal, for the mischiefs he had done to the Romans. But Ptolemy, the son of Menneus, who was then ruler of Chalcis, under Libanus, took his brethren to him by sending his son Philippio for them to Ascalon, who took Antigonus, as well as his sisters, away from Aristobulus's wife, and brought them to his father, and falling in love with the youngest daughter, he married her, and was afterwards slain by his father on her account, for Ptolemy himself, after he had slain his son, married her, whose name was Alexandra, on account of which marriage he took the greater care of her brother and sister. 3. Now, after Pompey was dead, Antipater changed sides, and cultivated a friendship with Caesar. And since Mithridates of Pergamus, with the forces he led against Egypt, was excluded from the avenues about Pelusium, and was forced to stay at Asielon, he persuaded the Arabians, among whom he had lived, to assist him, and came himself to him, at the head of 3,000 armed men. He also encouraged the men of power in Syria to come to his assistance, as also to the inhabitants of Libanus, Ptolemy, and Jamblichus, and another Ptolemy. By which means the cities of that country came readily into this war, insomuch that Mithridates ventured now, in dependence upon the additional strength that he had gotten by Antipater, to march forward to Pelusium, and when they refused him a passage through it, he besieged the city, in the attack of which place Antipater principally signalized himself, for he brought down that part of the wall which was over against him, and leaped first of all into the city, with the men that were about him. 4. Thus was Pelusium taken. But still, as they were marching on, those Egyptian Jews that inhabited the country called the country of Onias stopped them. Then did Antipater not only persuade them not to stop them, but to afford provisions for their army, on which account even the people about Memphis could not fight against them, but of their own accord joined Mithridates. Whereupon he went round about Delta, and fought the rest of the Egyptians at a place called the Jews' Camp. Nay, when he was in danger in the battle with all his right wing, Antipater wheeled about and came along the bank of the river to him, for he had beaten those that opposed him as he led the left wing. After which success he fell upon those that pursued Mithridates, and slew a great many of them, and pursued the remainder so far that he took their camp, while he lost no more than 40 of his own men, as Mithridates lost, during the pursuit that was made after him, about 800. He was also himself saved unexpectedly, and became an unreproachable witness to Caesar of the great actions of Antipater. 5. Whereupon Caesar encouraged Antipater to undertake other hazardous enterprises for him, and that by giving him great commendations and hopes of reward. In all which enterprises he readily exposed himself to many dangers, and became a most courageous warrior, and had many wounds almost all over his body, as demonstrations of his valor. And when Caesar had settled the affairs of Egypt, and was returning into Syria again, he gave him the privilege of a Roman citizen, and freedom from taxes, and rendered him an object of admiration by the honors and marks of friendship he bestowed upon him. On this account it was that he also confirmed Hyrcanus in the high priesthood.